Deborah, an engaging 7-year-old, was diagnosed with Williams syndrome before she was a year old. Storytelling and play-acting were as important for Debbie as music. She always wanted a dramatic accompaniment of words and actions rather than pure music. She knew by heart all the songs from her synagogue. But when her mother began to demonstrate this, she inadvertently sang a melody from her own childhood. "No," said Debbie, "I want to do the song from my synagogue." And she proceeded to sing it. The songs from the synagogue are, of course, charged with meaning and narrative, the drama of ritual and liturgy. It is not coincidental that some cantors, like Richard Tucker, have become opera singers, going from the drama of the synagogue to that of the stage. Tomer, at 6, was a strong, energetic boy, with a tough, outgoing personality to match. He adored drumming and seemed intoxicated by rhythms. When Charlotte demonstrated various complex rhythms, he got these instantly. Indeed, he could simultaneously drum different rhythms with each hand. He anticipated rhythmic phrases and could improvise easily. At one point, the exuberance of drumming so overcame him that he flung the drumsticks down and started dancing instead. When I asked him about the names of different types of drums, he rapidly reeled off 20 different kinds from around the world. With training, Charlotte thought, he could certainly become a professional drummer when he grew up. Pamela, at 48, was, like Anne at the camp, the eldest, and she was highly, at times heart-breakingly, articulate. She became tearful at one point, speaking of the group home where she lived with other disabled people. "They call me all kinds of hurtful things," she said. They did not understand her, could not comprehend, she said, how she could be so articulate and yet so disabled in other ways. She longed for a friend, for someone else with Williams syndrome with whom she could feel at ease, talk and make music. "But there are not enough of us," she said, "so I'm the only Williams in the place." I had the feeling, as I had had with Anne, that Pamela had acquired a painful wisdom, a larger perspective with age. Pamela's mother mentioned that she liked the Beatles, so I started singing Yellow Submarine, and Pamela joined in, bursting into a loud, joyful rendition and smiling broadly. "She comes alive with music," her mother said. She had a huge repertoire, from Yiddish folk songs to Christmas hymns, and once she had started, there was no stopping her. She sang sensitively, always getting the emotion, and yet, I was surprised by this, she was often off-key, sometimes without any clear tonal center whatever. Charlotte, too, had observed this and had difficulty accompanying Pamela with her guitar. "People with Williams all love music," she said. "They are all deeply moved by it. But not all of them are geniuses. Not all of them are musically talented."